So the order was issued in May of 2020, and the point was to address some national security concerns, particularly related to China and critical infrastructure. These concerns have also been reflected in recent amendments within the past several years to the role of the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Its jurisdiction has been expanded, and the focus has been changed through some legislative changes as well as some regulatory changes. In connection with, you know, this particular order, DOE officials last year, when they were putting this out, had noted that Russia and China can cause localized disruptive effects on electrical networks. And in particular, in an opinion piece that was published last June by the Philadelphia Inquirer, then Secretary of Energy noted that threats to the United States bulk power systems were outlined in the 2019 Worldwide Threat Assessment that was issued by the U.S. intelligence community. The report listed China, Russia, and Iran as having the ability to execute cyber attacks against America's critical infrastructure, including the energy sector and bulk power systems. In the piece, he noted that if a cyber attack were to occur, compromised bulk power system components could cause extensive damage and a long-term disruption for the entire country. So that's sort of the background for why the order was promulgated initially. And what exactly would it do? It prohibits the acquisition, importation, transfer, or installation of bulk power system electrical equipment by any person or with respect to any property subject to U.S. jurisdiction if that equipment is designed, developed, manufactured, or supplied by persons owned by, controlled by, or subject to the jurisdiction or direction of a foreign adversary. And if, in fact, DOE were to determine that such a transaction would pose undue or unacceptable risks. It made clear that equipment that was installed prior to the date of the order of May 1st, 2020, was not currently prohibited, and that the industry should not take steps to immediately rip and replace any actions, as those would be premature. And certainly, as we've seen with the recent action, it certainly would have been premature. There have been a lot of discussions and some guidance that's been issued by the government, by the former administration, with respect to this order. And in ex parte meetings between the DOE and stakeholders, then Assistant Secretary Bruce Walker explained what were the four pillars of the executive order, which are prohibiting the bulk power system with a nexus to a foreign adversary that poses an undue risk to national security or the economy or the people of the United States. Authorizing the Secretary of Energy to establish criteria that would recognize particular equipment and vendors as pre-qualified or almost like a whitelist. Identifying any now prohibited bulk power system that was already in use and establishing a mechanism for working with asset owners to isolate that and to take steps to mitigate any risks and potentially replace that equipment if necessary. And also to establish a task force on federal energy infrastructure procurement policies related to national security. There were to be regulations issued by the Department of Energy with respect to this order, because there were a lot of unanswered questions and uncertainties with respect to what the order would actually prohibit. So in July of last year, there was a request for information that was issued by the DOE in order to gather information to help them identify critical infrastructure that could potentially be compromised and to help them work toward a plan to mitigate these risks. There were almost 100 comments, and they, you know, ranged, of course, depending on the viewpoint of the commenter. And so here we've just listed a few for your review. They range from very conservative to sort of pleading with the Department of Energy to really make clear what the prohibitions would be, asking for certainty with respect to how to comply, because that was really, you know, and I've been seeing that in contracts, which we'll discuss later, just a very a fear of the risk of uncertainty and knowing exactly whether a particular project would be impacted or not. So, you'd see when, if you read through the comments, there's a wide variety of opinions and requests by the various stakeholders. And I would assume that in deciding whether or not to go forward with this executive order or a modified version, that the new Biden administration will take a look at these comments and take into account the feedback that they've been receiving from industry.